It's been a sonic journey of a season, and we're so glad you joined us. Thank you, Buick, for sponsoring the final episode of More Than That, Season 2. Learn how the tech-driven brand is made for us and where we're headed at Buick.com. Technology has already changed the world we live in, and the changes keep coming faster and faster every day.
I find myself struggling to get on board with all of this new tech that's happening. And I'm like, oh, do I need to be learning coding now? Do I need to be thinking about all this crypto? I worry, if I don't learn these things, I'm not going to get the fair shot that I should have.
I mean, think about it, the cell phone went through so many different iterations to become where it is in our pocket every single hour of every single day. This new development of Web 3.0 and technology and crypto is the same thing.
For me, the biggest problem that it's solving, it's taking power back. It's saying that, you don't get to tell me what's valuable and what's not. I have the power to assign value to where I want to assign value. And money can look many different ways. It can look like crypto.
So today on More Than That, we're leveling out the landscape in all things tech. I talked to Keisha Knight Pulliam about technology, family, and legacy, and to Tanya Sam about investing and ownership in the tech space. So I'm here with the legend herself, Ms. Keisha Knight Pulliam, and I'm so thankful to have you. How are you doing today? I see the smile. We're matching with the red lip.
I believe in a red lip. Oh. But no, today is good. I've just been so super duper busy.
I love it. I love to hear that our faves are busy and booked and blessed. And that makes me so happy to know. And I know you have been doing so much in technology and in many spaces. Can you talk us through your investments and how that journey started for you?
Yeah. You know, it's really crazy because people speak about tech and like it's a niche, but at this point in our lives, tech encompasses everything we do. Mm-hmm. So just from an investment standpoint, you know, when you look at attaining generational wealth, you have to ensure that you diversify your income. That's right. So, you know, it can't just be one stream. You need multiple streams of income. And that's really the goal for me. It's about not just, you know, what I'm doing, but what is the legacy that I'm leaving for my daughter and my daughter's daughter and future children.
I love that. So beautiful. So you really do such a great job of talking about how technology is in everything we do. What is your definition of technology? How do you define technology?
Wow. I mean, how do you define technology? It's really the cornerstone of everything at this point. Technology is, of course, you know, what we're communicating on right now. It has created a space that has amplified our ability to communicate with one another and to share information is really at the end of the day what it is. Whether it's, of course, you know, talking the way we're speaking. Because I remember when you, you know, had the phone that had the cord that was attached to the wall that you had to pull around the corner so you could have privacy, you know.
Close the door.
Right. All of these different things. When there was no call waiting, when if the phone was busy, you were going to get in trouble if your mama called or your daddy called and they couldn't get through. Right. So, you know, technology is absolutely just amazing and all-encompassing pretty much in every single thing that we do. And I think people are finally understanding the power of their data and the power of how everything is so strategically marketed to you. But also I need us, our people, to understand that, that it is not by accident that you're like, oh my God, I need this. Yeah, when you Googled it one too many times, you'll start seeing ads pop up. Boop, boop, boop. Yep. So, you know, it's really, I really hope that we as a community get a greater understanding of it because it's not going anywhere. Really, just in a lot of ways, it's made our world move faster. It has made our world that much more interconnected. You know, we live in a global society. No longer is it just this neighborhood. Everything is global. And if you haven't learned that with COVID and this supply chain disruption, I don't know what to tell you. Even things that you make or purchase down the street have components that are built across this world that come together to form that one thing. Mm. So we live in such a global community at this point that we have to work together. Like, we no longer have a choice.
I love keeping in touch with my friends and family through technology and all that, but for real, I hear artificial intelligence and I think the machines are about to come for us all. And don't get me started on data ownership, Web 3.0, cryptocurrency, what's NFT? I need an ABC. So I talked to someone who knows all about it. First of all, Tanya, I'm so excited to have you here today with us. Thank you so much for joining. I've been a fan of yours. I'm a housewives watcher, honey, but I was such a fan of how you took up space for Black women in tech.
I appreciate that. That really hits my heart and makes it warm and fuzzy because, you know, that was really my goal and what I've been doing. I've run accelerator programs to really help onboard women into technology, making sure that not only do we have a seat at the table, but that we are spearheading some really pivotal profitable and scalable businesses so that we can, you know, get that coin and create wealth in our families. What is happening in Web3 in this technology renaissance revolution right now is similar to what happened in the dot-com era, where hundreds upon thousands of millionaires, and if not billionaires, were created. And Black people, we missed out. And in our community, we're starting to get woke now because we're like, wait a second. It's the Black people who are creating all these incredible TikToks and this, and everybody's making money off of it. Mm. So now what Web3 is and why it's so important is Web3 is sort of creating this decentralized world where we can now create the data, we can upload it. It is on the blockchain. That is the key word that I would like you guys to remember with Web3. And we are owners of it. We can monetize it. We can vote. We have ownership and participation in this world that is founded in blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and now NFTs that without question will be a revolutionary point of what our world will be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years.
Our Black dollar has power. From Black Wall Street to buying trusted brands and coming into Bitcoin, we paved the path to innovation, lifting us up and bringing us together. Technology plays a role in everything we do. It starts with mom learning how to FaceTime. It continues with our kids leading the future of technology. It strengthens our connection from our homes and into the global diaspora. Our futures are bright, boundless, and full of Black excellence. Head to Buick.com for more on how they're designing modern vehicles for us and where we're headed. Buick, the family SUV designed around you. Can you break down what a blockchain is?
Yes. Okay. So blockchain essentially was created, you know, probably over a decade ago. It's a digital ledger that stores information that is irrefutable. Okay. And so why we call it decentralized is once upon a time, if you compare information, like for example, like the federal government will say this is information and they're the ones that say, they give you the click box. What's happened with blockchain is it's basically a chain of information that is timestamps and it contains data. This data is sort of distributed in a way that that property connects one bit of information to the next bit, to the next bit, to the next bit. It's almost like a unique fingerprint. And through that technology, we have been able to create this new paradigm of how we store data, how we implicitly attach trust to it, ownership, authentication, and that's it. Whether you get it inherently or not, we've started to create utility from it. Cryptocurrencies has been one of the biggest ones. So we've now been able to, instead of having these dollar bills that, you know, a centralized government regulates, we're able to create money on there, we're able to create utility, and we're able to create records. And it's not just one person, like a president, saying that this exists. It is thousands upon thousands of people that are giving that stamp. And so that's what sort of gives it its credibility and its provenance and its authenticity of truth.
Oh my goodness. It's a lot because I'm sitting here.
It is
okay,
a lot.
Now, okay. But the blockchain essentially is where you can store timelines and data that aligns with the things that are happening in that time.
Yes. Yes. It gives it an exact timestamp that basically informs you and everybody else on this blockchain that this set of whatever type of data it is true. So like when you think of it almost as like a smart contract, right? So when we sat there and we wrote the Constitution and we had five people sign it, we were like, okay, this is the truth. Well, five people is not statistically significant. But when you have hundreds of thousands and the code behind it and the information behind it, it gets into that level of authenticity. It's you can't argue with it.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You are inspiring me. Even though I am terrified, I am inspired. And also, you know, people are going to say it's not real money. Like, what is an ass? Like, but people make money off of it. You said it's an asset.
People make a lot of money.
Break that down a little bit more. Yeah.
It is absolutely an asset. And people make a lot of money. People are trading it. There's a, you know, and it's thing. I'll stop there and say, like, I think one of the best use cases that people understand of it and what's happening right now are NFTs, because everyone's talking about NFTs as well. And so NFTs are sort of a crypto asset that are traded on the Ethereum blockchain. So what does this mean, right? And I'll just sort of give this because I think it adds a little bit of utility to how people are using this and why it's important right now. So NFTs, it stands for non-fungible tokens. It's a special type of crypto asset where each token is unique. So picture a piece of art, whether it's the Mona Lisa, whether you like to trade stickers or NBA collector cards. Mm-hmm. It is a one of one. It's for the ladies in the place. Imagine your Birkin. When you get that little Birkin card and it comes with that authenticity card that says this Birkin is real and legit, imagine that in a way that it couldn't be forged, it cannot be copied. Mm. It comes with that provenance that is stored on the blockchain. So NFTs are the similar thing. It is basically a utility use of a cryptocurrency.
Okay, so the cryptocurrency, we kind of just broke it down. It's an asset on the blockchain that you can use. It's a monetary asset.
It's a monetary asset.
If you don't have
asset.
A lot of money, though, how do you get, like say as a person, especially in this pandemic time,
yeah.
people don't have a lot of extra money, you know? So, like, what is the solve for that?
So I would say it's an investment, and I tell everyone to do your own research. So whether you're getting into cryptocurrencies or NFTs, you are making an investment that is always has risk. There is no form mm-hmm. of, there's no such thing, no matter what industry you're in, than this quick fix, easy money. Like, I don't know. My parents always told me that. They're like, focus on the hard work and you will get paid off. So like, if you are trying to get into some sort of quick flip, easy money, yo, Black people are getting money, this is not it. It's about research, educating yourself, and understanding that this is about investments. But what it is it does open up opportunity for so many people because the barriers to entry are smaller. You know, you need Wi-Fi, you can create a wallet. And even if you don't have tons of money, you can come in and make small investments. So for example, in NFTs, right? And we talked about those where they're non-fungible tokens. They're a special type of one of one asset that usually revolves around digital assets like artworks, music, virtual real estate, pets, PFPs, Bored Apes are really popular. But what happens with these NFTs that again are hosted or stored or traded on this Ethereum blockchain is that we are seeing brands and assets come out of them that have this mind-blowing value. Have you heard of Gia the Bored Ape Yacht Club? I don't know if you're on Twitter.
I have. I just
yes.
heard. Yes, because the Twitters are talking about mm-hmm. it. Like I'm like, who is that?
Okay, this is what's so crazy about it. So a bunch of guys, maybe about 18 months ago, came up with this idea and they made 10,000 pictures, unique pictures. All of them were of these like funky looking little apes, okay? But each of them was a one of one. So my ape would never look like yours, right? And they said, we're going to basically upload these, mint them on the Ethereum blockchain. That's where they're going to live. And we're going to create community around it. So they started telling their friends, okay, I'm making this project. Let's put it to sale. So now everybody was like, oh my God, you got an ape. Oh, Justin Bieber got an ape. So you see, like, there's value, there's a brand, there's being created. Those Bored Apes started and they basically showed up on the Ethereum blockchain on OpenSea, which is a marketplace. And they started at like 0.05 ETH, which around that time was like $300. But what happens is there's like a notoriety to it. And because there's a limited edition of them, there's a rarity to them so that people were like, well, I don't have one. And so then they start selling. And so the asset volume of them increases. So now Bored Ape Yacht Club, you'll just see it all over the internet. People, you cannot even buy one of those JPEGs for less than $200,000. Mm. Because what happened around it is this community. And guess what Black people know how to do? Build community. buy stuff, build community, build value. We're the one, but we're the ones that set the trends. Urban culture eats the world.
Yes.
Like, we are the ones that set the tone for culture and community.
And so if I was to start a crypto wallet today, I need to go to the Coinbase or whatever.
Yes.
And just put in some money.
I would tell you to go to Coinbase. I would tell you, I'm going to give you two steps. I'll be like, I would tell you to go to Coinbase on your browser and I would start a Coinbase account. Okay. I would log in. I would connect your bank account. That seems scary, but you would connect your bank account. And I would probably tell you, and I say, this is not financial advice, to buy a little bit of Ethereum. Now you dipped your toe in the wallet, you know, in the thing, and it will sit there. Now it will take about 8 to 10 days for Coinbase to okay that fund transfer for your first time. Okay. So now 8 days later, it's going to pop up and they're going to be like, okay, your funds are now in your Coinbase desktop little dashboard here. Then your step two would be you have to go and get a wallet. A wallet is where all your NFTs, it's kind of like your virtual, it's like your virtual art gallery. You can hold your crypto there, but that's sort of the interface for where you're going to buy your NFTs. So then you'd go get a Coinbase wallet, which you can have on your phone. So now you've got NFT, you've got Ethereum here, and you can move your Ethereum to your wallet. Now, from there, that is going to allow you to interact with marketplaces. The most popular one is OpenSea. And when you open up OpenSea.io, it's going to have all these pictures of beautiful art, different things you want to buy. And you're going to start looking through here and be like, well, what's exciting? And so you might want to buy an NFT. So you'll now have your wallet. You'll go on OpenSea. The two connect, right, in this very safe and secure smart contract. And it'll be like, would you like to purchase this NFT? You'll purchase it. You'll be all afraid, but then you're going to walk around like, I have an NFT. I'm so cool. And then you'll be like, it's kind of like a tattoo. You get one, you want more.
Open my wallet, connect my bank account, then open my wallet.
Transfer some US dollars and then pick a coin that you would like to buy. Buy Ethereum.
Okay.
If you want to buy an NFT. Mm-hmm. Or you just might want to hold a little bit of cryptocurrency.
All right. This is good. And then it's OpenSea.io.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. If you could solve any problem, how would you use technology to solve it?
Oh, okay. Gia. Okay, so the true answer, what I should say is war. I mean, we're at war in this world. I would like to solve war and I would like to have world peace, okay? I would really, really like that. My other thing I'd like to solve is like how, you know, this problem of the unbanked and how just, you know, millions of people around the world are unbanked because they didn't have access to banks. But we've seen, you know, the internet basically be, you know, it's becoming more prevalent worldwide and how this can really change financial systems and opportunities for a lot of people. I could go on, girl.
Everything will be on the blockchain. I love it so much. Everything will be on the blockchain. People get on my blockchain. I'm going to do that today.
Like, for example, these bundles, I was like, I want to know where it came from. Or like, you know, how come we can't attach blockchain to these wefts so that when I take it out, it'll be like, oh, that's where that hair came from. I mean, anything. Like, these are problems that you dream up, people solve.
You put your bundles on the...
Sure, why not? Do you ever take out your weave and you're like, whose hair is this? When did it come from? I liked this hair. I hated this hair. But I can't tell. There's no code written into the weave. But sometimes you'd be like, man, I think I spent a lot of money for this. Which bundle did I buy it from? Was it good or bad? Like, just weird things like that. Those are the weird problems that you think, like, we haven't solved yet, but someone's going to solve at some point.
You might be onto something, Miss Tanya Sam. You might be onto something. Well, you clearly are because you're doing the right, you're doing the work. And I think this is a good way for people to learn. At least they can know the information. At least you don't feel like at the end of the day, I have no idea what's going on. What is technology? The answer, it's a tool, a field of work, and a broad and complicated subject. It can be a way to reach out, or a way to divide. In the end, it's all about how and why you use it. And I'm going to use it to build up my own community so we can face the future together. I am so thankful for this discussion and grateful to you for listening. Once again, thank you, Buick, for sponsoring this episode of More Than That with me, Gia Peppers. Learn how the tech-driven brand is made for us and where we're headed at Buick.com. And finally, thank you to our guests for joining me on today's podcast and to all of our guests who came on throughout season two. It's been an exciting and informative ride. We've covered topics around wellness, entrepreneurship, family, mentorship, Black love, and so much more.
Most especially, though, I want to thank you, our listeners, our team, and all the creatives who made season 2 of More Than That possible. And remember, check out the show notes for all the resources mentioned in the show. Don't forget to hit subscribe, give us a good rating, and follow us at More Than That Show on all platforms.